وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamu alaikum. This is Hussein and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about Quranic elements and Islamic teachings pertaining to humanity. And last episodes, we started covering a very good book in this regard entitled A 250-Year-Old Person, which is a combination of the lectures delivered by His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. These sermons and lectures are about the biography and life stories of great leaders of Islam, role models and examples of humanity according to Islamic teachings. Quran says, وَلَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةً حَسَنَةً. For you, in the life of your prophet, in the character of your prophet, is a good example for those who want to follow the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, if we examine the life stories of the Prophet of Islam, we get to know a lot about Islamic teachings pertaining to humanity and what a perfect human looks like according to Islamic teachings. We were covering the first chapter of this book, which was about the life stories of the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially the sociopolitical aspects. And we were talking about the challenges that the Prophet had in his leadership of his community. And we said that the last but not least significant and problematic challenge that the Prophet had was the carnal desires of people. And then we talked about how he could overcome that challenge by showing people the kind of tactics and ways they can encounter their carnal desire. He himself was the great example and mentor for self-purification. Throughout his mission as an apostle, a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also the leader of the community of believers, he showed a great level of modesty, of humility. He was not taken away by the attractions of, I don't know, ambitiousness or anything. He showed people that you can have the highest level of sociopolitical power. At the same time, you show humility and humbleness towards all members of your community. Another thing that we see in the life of the Prophet as the leader of the community was that he was very honest. And we should make a distinction here between honesty and being naive. I'm going to explain that. So, talking about the honesty of the Prophet, we know that even before his mission, before starting, before being raised as a prophet by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was known as Muhammad al-Sadiq al-Amin, the Muhammad, the honest and the reliable one or the trustworthy one. And so this continued after the prophet, that people knew and he himself displayed that to the higher levels, that he was honest with his people. He did not cheat, he did not try to be ambiguous with his own followers. But yes, you should not say anything but truth, but not, you're not required always to tell all the truth. That is the distinction to everyone. So he would use sometimes ambiguous, a strategic ambiguity in his encounter with his enemies. And this, for example, you say something which can be interpreted differently, especially in the encounter with the enemy, that is different than honesty and being completely frank with your followers. That's a different thing. So yes, we have cases in history that he would employ the strategic ambiguity with his enemies in certain occasions, because you do not reveal everything, to every secret to your enemy. They're going to calculate and plan and pull out based on the information they elicit and take from you. You should be smart. And this is very important. Some leaders, they actually use strategic ambiguity against their own people, which is wrong. That they promise them falsely, and they say things that can be interpreted differently in order to somehow get their support. And then when they are elected, they are not loyal and committed to those promises. And they say, okay, I meant this, I meant that. This never happened with the Prophet. So we're going to have a break and we come back. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa. Welcome back. You're listening to For Humanity, and this is Hussein. We were talking about the line that is between honesty and being smart. So you can be honest. At the same time, you don't have to share everything with everyone. And you see this in the practice and behavior of some people. They start harming or annoying or bothering others, and they kill them. Okay, I'm just being honest. Well, maybe you should not be honest in every moment of your life, okay? Maybe, I mean, you should be honest, but you should keep it to yourself sometimes. So being honest does not mean you always being mean to people. You can save your advice for a situation that you're alone with the person, okay? Or you do not make a toxic comment in a conversation and then later on say, okay, I'm just being honest. This is not honesty per se. I mean, this is honesty, but in addition to honesty, you need to also be a little bit smart. You need to be kind. You need to be careful about not harming people's feelings. Anyways, so this was it for the Prophet of Islam. He would take in consideration those things and he would perform that honesty in the best way possible. And another thing in the character of the Prophet was that he fulfilled all the promises and the deals and the contracts that he made. Again, because of that quality about him being As-Sadiq al-Amin, even before being raised as a Prophet. So this continued that he did not breach any contract with anyone, unless they breached them first. Yes, that happened. That happened that some of the people, like for example, in the case of Hudaybiyah, in the case of the Jewish communities in Medina, yes, they showed great level of treason at the time of war. And there, you cannot stay committed to a deal that is already broken by the other side. And then Quran actually says it, that these people, some of these people, فَقَاتَلُوا أَئِمَّةَ الْكُفْرِ إِنَّهُمْ لَا أَيْمَانَ لَهُمْ. Ayman means they do not respect their promises, their own promises. Now that they have breached this covenant or this contract, then yes, فَنْبِذْ إِلَيْهِمْ عَلَى سَوَى. Like the way that they have breached the covenant, you also show them that you can do it. And yes, this took place. But for the Prophet to start breaching the covenant, no, that never took place. And even the enemies of the Prophet knew that when he makes a covenant, when he enters a deal, he's committed on his part to the deal. Another thing about him is his personal relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is very interesting. Inshallah, we're going to cover that as well, because some of us, when we have other duties, social duties, duties in our communities, we realize that our personal relationship with Allah, the time, or I would say the quality time that we used to spend with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, acts of worship and everything, they decrease. But for the Prophet of Islam, this actually was vice versa. As much as he was having greater duties for the community and the leadership, his ties and his closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would get stronger and stronger. And this is not surprising. He was the final prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is supposed to be like that. Inshallah, we're going to cover that in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever. Jannah, Jannah, it's all